WATW 1400 AM is your home for Ashland or Dockers sports all season long. The Or Dockers football team returns to WATW this year, where they'll be playing every Friday night. Getting set for this week's game is Coach Travis Larson in our WATW 1400 AM Coach's Corner. Joining us now, we have Coach Travis Larson with the Ashland Or Dockers. Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Big win last week. How fun was that?
That was a great win. It was sure a lot of fun. It was nerve-wracking, you know, a 48-minute game. I think it was nerve-wracking for about 47 minutes and 45 seconds. But other than that, it was a lot of fun.
I was sitting in the booth with Clarence, and it was 0-0 at halftime, and we were just chatting about the game, how it was a pretty tight first half, and Clarence goes, you know what, the second half, it could be 30-20, 30-24, but it's all said and done, and sure enough, it was 26-20, and all that fireworks happened over the final couple of minutes of the game. How good was it for the team to be able to battle all 48 minutes? Is that something you've been looking for?
Absolutely. No question that is something that we talk about all the time. We see, kind of the mantras, tough people win. And it's not just a physical toughness, it's a mental toughness to say you make a mistake or another team scores or what have you. But to be able to stay focused and stay, on the task at hand and keep pushing even though, adversity hits. And so to be able to, take the good and the bad as they were coming and stay focused and ultimately end up with a win was a big deal for our team.
Absolutely. And the trip down to Anligo is not an easy trip. The kids, I thought, got off the bus great, and they played a good game. But this week you're at home. You're taking on Mosinee. What can you tell me about Mosinee?
Well, Mosinee, watching them on film for the last couple or the last two games, I'll tell you, they're a complete team. There's really no holes in their offense or their defense. I know they're returning five all-conference kids, three all-conference linemen, just a dynamic wide receiver and running back. So they're a complete team. There's not a weakness on their team, special teams, offense, defense. So they're a very, very good team.
I know, Coach, that if somebody would have told you a few weeks ago that a win on Friday, you guys would be 2-0 in the conference and sitting in the driver's seat, it wouldn't come as a surprise to you, but it's something that it's hard to look at that and say, wow, we would have been 3-1 and 2-0 and a chance mm-hmm. against Northwestern. Is that good?
If you would have told me that, I would have took it. I absolutely would have messed up for that. It's a step in the right direction. We have to compete with every team we're playing with in our conference because they're all good and we don't take any win for granted and we understand that every game is valuable for the learning process and for experience. So I think we're making some progress now. We don't play the games on paper, and we definitely don't play them in hypotheticals. So we're just going to take one game at a time, and Mosinee's on the schedule next.
No, they're a good team. They're a tough opponent. And the stadium, I believe, you guys are playing at Northland College this Friday night and not at Or Dockers Stadium. Is that correct?
Correct. I don't know if any field can handle this much rain without, obviously Northland's a little different, but our field just couldn't handle this much rain in the shorter time. And so we're playing at Northland College. It'd be a great experience.
What can you tell me about playing at Northland College?
Well, our kids love it. They love it. I don't know if it's just the atmosphere or playing on the turf or, basically in a new stadium. It's a lot of fun. Playing under the lights of Northland College is a little different than playing under the lights of Weichel Field or Dockers Stadium, but we'll definitely have a lot of fun.
Well, good, and I'm excited to be there. I've never been in the stadium. I've driven by it a few times. It's a beautiful facility. It looks like just a wonderful thing for the community. But before I let you go, Coach, I know you're not big into the personal achievements, but you won an award this week.
Yep. I love to say that it's a staff award. We were recognized by the Green Bay Packers as Coach of the Week. And I give 100% of the credit to, the rest of the program. The kids play the games. We just coach it, and parents are huge advocates. They're greatly involved. Even so far as Mr. Tratine, who nominated myself, I'm just humbled by it. I think it's great, and it's just a really cool thing for our coaching staff in general.
Game tomorrow night against Mosinee. Anything else before I let you go?
Nope, we're looking forward to another great day, and thankfully, I think all the rain's out of the way, so it should be a great night.
Should be beautiful weather, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, appreciate it.
That's it for the WATW Freedom Talk 1400 AM Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner is every Thursday on WATW 1400 AM. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow night's game on WATW 1400 AM, also streaming online at WBSZFM.com.